The Craig Gabriel sensation this morning. Novak Djokovic defaulted out of the US Open. Oh boy, Craig. Good morning.
Oh, goodness gracious! I'm still shaking. You know, when the discussion was going on at the net, my hands were sweating. I knew what was going to happen because that is the rules. And I just tweeted this point. I'm paraphrasing here, but you are responsible for your actions on the court.
So you should be.
Well, exactly. But even if it had just been a flick, he should, and it hit somebody, or it hit a lines person, or whatever, he would have been. He needed to be defaulted. That's the rules, and we've seen it time and again. You know, it is a shock. It is obviously sad, very sad. You know, because of all that was surrounding this. But that's the way it is, you know. That is the rule. The right decision was made to default him.
Now, he was trying to, well, we believe Novak was trying to justify it somehow, that she's not going to hospital, so she'd be right. That doesn't matter, does it? It's any action that leads to that level of impact or that impact on a lines person or ball person, that's you're straight out.
I'm just seeing pictures of him getting in the car and he's leaving. Leaving the stadium. So that means there'll be no post-match media conference or anything like that. But, it's shocking. I can't think of another word. I mean, absolutely mind-blowing on this whole situation. He was chasing a fourth U.S. Open title, his 18th career major. All that is insignificant, really, in the scheme of things. I certainly hope that the lady is fine. I mean, you could see the distress on her face, and obviously the shock as well, because that would have been a big factor in the whole thing also. But there's no doubt she was in pain because she was clutching her throat and groaning. You know, you heard her yelp when the ball hit her. So, it's a terrible, terrible situation.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. There's no doubt about that. Poor old Novak Djokovic, the negativity stories continue to hit him between the eyes right throughout the course of this year. Let's just quickly, I know we haven't got a lot of time here, but focus on what's about to happen, because Jordan Thompson is on court shortly. He's into the fourth round of a major championship. Alex de Minaur is also into the last 16. So it's a great opportunity for the Australians. Can he win today?
Jordan, look, it's a tough one against Borna Coric, but yes, he can win. And I'll tell you why. I mean, not this is a first-time meeting between the two of them. I think what he's going to have to do is absolutely have Coric moving all over the court, really keep him on the run. Borna has played two incredibly long matches, and the most recent one was just two days ago when he beat Stefanos Tsitsipas. That ended at about 10 past 1 in the morning. Mentally, that would have been an exhausting match, not just physically, because he was down 2-1. He was down 1-5. He faced 6 match points, and he still came through and won that 7-6 in the final set. So, you know, I don't know how much that would have taken out of him. Borna is a solid player. He's a very fit player. There's no doubting that for a minute. But things start to catch up with you. 4 hours 36 on that one. 4 hours 19 on an earlier match. So will that really start to take effect? And we'll, you know, maybe we can see Jordan Thompson capitalizing on that aspect.
It's interesting because, as you said, the lead up to it been, and it was quite dramatic, that entire Tsitsipas match, considering the amount of match points.
Great match.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, and the real opportunity.
The winner will be playing Alexander Zverev in the quarterfinals. But on another point here, what we're going to see is not one of the big three is going to win the U.S. Open. There's going to be a brand new champion at this year's U.S. Open, because nobody before that's left in the field has won the U.S. Open before. The closest we could get is Daniil Medvedev, who was runner-up last year.
And a real opportunity.
And Dominic Thiem, obviously, he's been a 3-time finalist at the majors, but as far as the US Open is concerned.
And Craig, a real opportunity tomorrow for Alex de Minaur?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I really want to see Alex win that match. I mean, I want to see him win any match he plays, but I want to see him win that match against Vasek Pospisil. I think that's a great opportunity for Demon. I mean, what a great comeback he had also against Karen Kashinov. And, the fact is on that one, he's so much younger. He's 21. He's, the adrenaline is really running through him. He's pumped. And, I think he'll gain, even though it was a long five-setter, I think he'll be very positive and he'll gain a lot from that match against Kashinov when he plays Pospisil. I mean, Pospisil's a lefty, so you've got that aspect to also be concerned about, so we'll see.
Fair to say there's been a bit of drama. And we've already seen a couple of high seeds in the women's. Just go before we let you go, Craig. Petra Martic and Angelique Kerber out today.
Yeah, look, Kerber, I've always said she's flaky. And, that happened today. She lost to Jennifer Brady 6-1, 6-4. So Brady is the first, first into the quarterfinals, an American. There's an interesting stat is that at least one American has made the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open every year since 1993. So she started that for this year. There could be another couple. And Yulia Putintseva of Kazakhstan defeated Petra Martic 6-3, 2-6, 6-4. That really got quite tight in the third set because Putintseva was up 5-1.
Right, we'll get back to your wool and V-neck, and we'll touch base tomorrow. Thank you, mate.
Okay, bye.